In this season of giving, nothing says I care like a giant mass of petrified whale vomit. In polite circles, it's known as ambergris, and it's used in perfumes. But Ruth Carpenter of Waterloo, Iowa, didn't know what it was when she found it on a beach some 50 years ago. She just knew she liked it, and now she's given it to her sister. Ruth Carpenter joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi. It's Ruth.
Well, hi, Ruth. Well, tell us what this thing is, this ambergris.
Well, I wouldn't know what it was. I was a kid. I was married to my husband. We went out to Long Island every weekend. My father had a place out there. Every weekend, I'd be up and down the shore. I'd come across this thing, and it had eyes, it had a nose. And I didn't know what it was. I thought it was odd. So I pick it up, and I'm asking everybody. They knew what it was. Nobody knew what it was, so I kept it and took it home.
How big is it?
Oh, God, big as a platter or a plate.
Oh, so pretty big, pretty
yeah,
heavy?
Yeah, it's real big.
And you say it looks like it has a face in it?
Yeah, it was odd to me. And I took it home, put it away in a closet in a box, and everybody come here, I'd pull it out. Everybody took pictures of it, never told me what it was, so I kept it in the closet. Now, my husband died a year and a half ago, and I'll start cleaning stuff out and getting rid of stuff now while I'm alive. So I'm sending my sister boxes after boxes of stuff. I didn't tell what was in it, but I did say, Dottie, there's a thing that I found out there years ago, and I don't know what it is. And being I found it in Montauk, see if you know any of the guys out there that would know anything about this. So she called one of the guys out there, and they came to the house, and they examined it, and he said he knew what it was. It was from the whale. He threw up, and they're very valuable.
Yeah, very valuable. How valuable is it?
Oh, God, I don't. Now, the sad story is that we may not be able to get anything out of it.
Why do you think you might not be able to get anything out of it?
Because somebody told her that in 1970 that you have to return everything you found on the beach.
Oh, I see. It's part of an endangered species?
No, it ain't endangered. It's just that somebody was killing those things and putting them on a beach, but it wasn't me. I love it out there, but I can't swim, and I wouldn't go out and kill an animal.
Not a whale, yeah.
I don't even eat fish.
So it could be, if you can get some money out of it, worth tens of thousands of dollars, right?
Well, whatever. She'll have to get herself a lawyer and see what the poor thing can get. She's only getting $400-some of Social Security, and that's all she's living on right now. You know, we don't want to make a millionaire out of us, but I'd like to see a little bit so she can live a little bit, you know?
Ruth Carpenter of Waterloo, Iowa, thank you very much.
Thank you.